Hi guys, it's Preston Mitchum from Summer House Martha's Vineyard, and you're listening to Reality Right After.
Hi everybody, it's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Reality Right After. We're live today. We decided to go live because why not? We never really go live on Reality Right After, so we said, let's just do it because why not, you know? I just want to make sure that everything's good and everything's happening, so let me just make sure that we're live, you know? Yes, we are live. Okay, period, 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 period. I'm, like, so excited to be live, like, wow. Super, 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 super excited. Okay, so today we're talking about a lot of things today. We all know Potomac, Married to Medicine, and The Real Housewives of Miami are back. So we're going to talk about it all today. First, I wanted to speak about, before we get into everything, I just wanted to make sure you guys follow The Reality Rundown on Instagram and Twitter. If you love everything reality TV, because that's where we cover everything reality TV. So make sure you go on Instagram at The Reality Rundown and follow us, and on Twitter at Reality Rundown _. Everything reality TV, make sure you guys follow us. We're there. So let's get into some Potomac as to start real quick. The Robin and Juan saga continues. Juan was fired from his job. So because Juan was fired from his job, he is not working on The Real Housewives of Potomac overtime. And I'm not mad at it because he done lost the job that he had. He is in all of this mess, cheating mess, that he's, of course, denying. But it just looks very, very bad. I don't know what happened because I wasn't there. I wasn't in that hotel room that he paid for that lady. But it just looks very, very bad. So he's back on Potomac. And I'm happy for Robin because honestly, this is what everybody was saying. If you're going to come back to the show, you better make sure that Juan is ready to talk and that Juan is ready to film. At the beginning of this entire franchise, The Real Housewives of Potomac, Juan used to be more involved in things. He showed up to reunions, and then it wasn't until he started to get a lot of heat on the show that he decided to pull back. He didn't like the negative connotation and, you know, the negative press that you can get when you're on the fireside, on the hot seat during the season. So then Juan stopped showing up to reunions. He was working. That was Robin's excuse every reunion when Juan was supposed to show up. So everything happens after season 7 wraps, and we see that Juan is down to the hotel room, that Juan is down to the nail salon, etc., etc. And then he gets fired from his job because of some really disturbing situations. There was a student that played for him that said that he was getting allegedly sexually abused. And this was reported to the coaches. And basically, the student is claiming that the coaches did nothing about it. Juan then gets fired. As he's the lead coach, by the way. He then gets fired. And then on The Real Housewives of Potomac, when they finally address it, Juan basically says, "We just didn't win enough games for them to want to keep me." So we don't know what to believe. I can't say, you know, I can't. The university never officially let out a statement saying why they fired Juan. So no one can say that it was for this or for that. But to be completely honest, when you see what's happening and you hear the headlines and then you get fired, it's very hard not to connect the dots and think, picture this picture that we're seeing right in front of us. However, I am glad that Robin addressed all of this head on. I am very glad. I am very glad. So he had to clock in. He didn't have no other option. He doesn't have a job anymore. And the only job that he has is supporting his wife on the Real Housewives of Potomac. And that's a must because the bills got to get paid. I'm going to give Giselle her flowers for putting together an intervention. Giselle did not waste no time. Giselle knew that in order for us to respect her as viewers this season, she needed to hold Robin accountable. Because Giselle is also the first one to hold everyone else accountable. So I did feel like Giselle understood the assignment when it comes to that. So I'm glad that she set up this intervention between Cherise, Ashley, and her on Robin. And she told her, listen, like, I just don't feel like you're being vocal enough about the bad things that this that Juan is putting you through. And if this is a fuck Juan moment, this is a fuck Juan moment. So F Juan, I thought that was real and genuine of Giselle to say that. Juan is putting Robin through a lot of public embarrassment and humiliation. That's just what it is. And I think that's what the ladies are trying to explain to Robin. Robin is like, I don't really care because I know what's going on inside my house. But it's not about what's going on inside your house. You're a public figure. You're on this nationwide show that everybody watches that brings in an average of 1 million viewers per episode. The court of public opinion is on you. We've seen you struggle through this marriage for 8 seasons, ups and downs. Last season, we ended with you getting married, and then all of this is happening. I think the people just want to see you win, Robin. I think that we are in times where we champion women in relationships, in toxic relationships, leaving those toxic relationships. Anybody in toxic relationships, leaving those toxic relationships. And I think that the viewers see your relationship with Juan as a toxic relationship because we see how you pour a lot into it. But we don't really see him pouring a lot into you. And if that's just something that we're not seeing because it's being left in the cutting room, then please make a case for yourself and tell them to show that, because it's a misrepresentation of your marriage. The viewers are not seeing this connection at all. So we want better for you. And that's why the public is, you know, we're doing everything that we're doing and saying everything that we're saying. So I just wanted to say it in that aspect, because I feel like the negative comments that come to her, she's taking them as, you know, just criticism and hate. When in reality, I feel like a lot of the comments that are being said about Robin on social media and everywhere, it's more like, girl, we want you to do better. We want you to finally win. When is that coming? Robin blames social media and the public for ruining her joy. But should she be blaming Juan? I want you guys to tell me in the comments. Like, please write to me as you're listening, for the ones that are watching. Thank you so much again. But she should be blaming Juan and not social media. I just want to know. Should Robin be blaming Juan for the mess that he is creating by being in some mess and not social media? I ask you, is it a coincidence? Juan has been caught on camera saying that if it wasn't because of the kids, he would leave Robin. Have we managed to move past that? Have we talked about that? It's just a lot of things that we see that do not make your marriage look good. And we want to see you win. And it just doesn't feel like you're winning right now. I don't know if you need to be more open with your fans to get them to come around, to understand what's happening. But right now, it just does not feel like you're winning. We see a new housewife joining this season, NECA. She comes in as a friend of Ashley's. But in reality, NECA's Nigerian. She's from the same tribe that Wendy's from. And even though they try to make it seem like she was coming in through Ashley, it's already some mess brewing because Wendy's family feels like NECA is using Wendy's name as a way of getting on the Real Housewives of Potomac. That makes sense. I don't know. Because I'm Dominican, Caribbean, and if I see someone from my country joining a reality show that I'm a part of already, I'm going to see that as a win. It's not a lot of us representing our countries out here. So I understand the pride in it. What I don't understand is why Wendy's family will have a problem with that. That's the part that I'm not getting. That's the part that I'm not getting. Because if someone from your country is coming on the same show that you're on, why not champion that and why not support that? NECA is claiming that Wendy's older sister, Ivy, called her NECA's husband's cousin, Lebe, and told her that y'all are being fake because y'all are using Wendy's name to come on this show, allegedly. And that the mom was pissed and that the mom said that she was going to submit NECA's name to a shrine. So NECA came on the show, on the scene, and said, I'm not messing with your mom and that voodoo shit. And that's where we get. This is where we're at on the Real Housewives of Potomac. We have two Nigerian queens. And I'm assuming they're both Catholic because we know Wendy is. NECA has not specified, I believe, what her religion is. But she says she praises, you know, Jesus Christ. So let's just say she's also Catholic like Wendy. Two Nigerian queens, two Catholic Nigerian queens arguing that one or the other is in some voodoo devil stuff. So many layers. I don't want to really touch too much into it because I am going to have someone that's Igbo coming on the show. And I feel like that would be a better time to dive into that, because you will have, as my listeners, you will have a firsthand perspective in the situation from someone that's part of that community and can explain it better than, you know, anybody else. I'm not gonna act like I know. This conversation has a lot of nuance, and I'm not gonna act like I know all of them or that I am the person to speak on that. So I want to bring in a friend of mine that loves the Real Housewives of Potomac, does reality TV commentary, and is actually part of this community to talk about this. So make sure that you guys look forward to that episode. It's coming really, really soon. But I don't like it. I don't like what's going on right now. I do not like what's going on. At the end of the day, due to slavery and due to colonialism, there's a lot of African rituals that are seemed and deemed demonic when they're just legitimate African rituals that are indigenous to Africa. And because European colonizers didn't see that as part of their religion, they deemed it demonic. So I just want to basically, at least that, I want to say that, because I feel like that's important. And as Black people, we need to understand that sometimes when we're praising certain religions, it's no problem doing it, because your love for Jesus Christ is your love for Jesus Christ. And I am a believer of Jesus Christ. But even in that, I have to understand that a lot of the religions that we are a part of now come from an after effect of colonialism. And we have to understand that. Because while we deem traditional African and Caribbean rituals as demonic, that's where we're from. And those were the indigenous rituals of our land that another person deemed demonic. So let's not forget that. I don't like what's happening on Potomac right now. They need to fix it. And my other thing that I was going to say is this. Giselle and Candace are not talking to each other. Giselle and Robin are not talking to each other. Robin and Wendy are not talking to each other. Giselle and Wendy are not talking to each other. Wendy and Mia are still not really talking to each other, even though Wendy made a fake attempt to fix her relationship with Mia. Candace and Ashley about to have some beef in an upcoming episode. The only person that is really neutral and really cool with everybody is Karen. And no one is willing to come to the table and start a conversation or even like try to get past it. I don't like that. And I don't think I care to watch that. I don't care to watch a show that's supposed to be about a group of friends be about a group of enemies that majority of the cast does not speak to each other. There's so many scenes where the ones that don't like each other show up first, and there's legitimately no dialogue until someone that's neutral shows up on scene. That's a problem. If we cannot film a show because everybody's not speaking to each other, then the viewers are not going to like that. And then that forces production to recast. And I need the OGs of Potomac to understand that you are one of the longest running Housewife shows that still has so many OGs part of your cast. That's commendable. Eight seasons later, and you still have four OGs in your cast. And also, veterans that have been on for a long time, i.e. Candace. In order for the show to work, there has to be conflict and resolution. And I think that you guys are missing the mark when it comes to the resolution part. So everybody's just going to ignore each other all year to then try to talk about it at the reunion. And then the conversation is then rushed at the reunion because you guys didn't talk about it all season. So there's other shit to talk about as well. That is not working for me. It's not working for me. And I think that Potomac needs to do better. I'm moving on from Potomac. Let's get into some Mary to Medicine. Not paging Dr. Jackie, Dr. Zamone. Girl, they really got Phaedra on Mary to Medicine. They really got Phaedra on Mary to Medicine. And it's a key. It's a key. I did not think that Phaedra was going to naturally, organically come into this show and fit in so well. But she does. And I'm loving it. I think having Phaedra, Dr. Heavenly, and Quad on the same show, it's like, that's a blessing. God is working overtime on Married to Medicine. And one thing I'm going to say about this that is so different from The Real Housewives of Potomac is that season 10 of Married to Medicine, everybody is clocked in to create a good show. Everybody. Everybody's playing their part. Emphasis on that. Playing their part. It's not a bunch of people trying to be loud and trying to do stuff for the camera. The ones that are usually loud are the ones that are being usually loud. And the ones that are quiet are playing their part. But they're playing their part well. Sweet Tea has come in hot, bringing Texas to Atlanta. She's 32. And Dr. Gregory is 20 years her senior. And the ladies are not really giving Sweet Tea some grace. I don't know if she deserves it. It's her first season on this show. And she's coming. This is like crazy when you actually think about it. Quad has been on this show since its inception. Quad has been a vocal, important, and notable part of Married to Medicine. We saw ups and downs between Quad and Dr. G's relationship on the show, ending in their divorce. Dr. G left the show. Quad stayed on. Now, years later, Dr. G is getting remarried And the girl that he's getting remarried to is interested on coming on Married to Medicine. So they bring Dr. G back with his new fiance full time. And Quad is also full time. But it all makes sense because Dr. G and Phaedra are cool. And they've known each other for years. So Phaedra is basically the glue between Dr. G and Sweet T and the cast. Phaedra is also basically the glue between Quad and the cast, because the cast is not really messing with Quad. And Phaedra's also the glue between Quad and Sweet T. That's crazy that Phaedra joins this show on its 10th season, and she's basically the one centerpiece between a bunch of relationships. I don't know how all of these things lined up for the producers of Married to Medicine, but baby, you have a show. And you guys have been delivering every episode. If you are not watching Married to Medicine, you need to watch it. That's all I'm going to say. If you are not watching Married to Medicine, you need to get your life and you need to watch it, because Married to Medicine, it's one of Bravo's best reality TV shows. Married to Medicine has one of Bravo's best reality TV cast. And everybody's working, unlike other shows. No shade. Oh, shade OT. Sweet T claims that Dr. Greg is controlling and that the lady says she's a country mess. Oh my God, my producers are so shady when they be writing these episodes for me. Are they being too harsh on Sweet T? I don't know. I don't think they're being too harsh on Sweet T. Because when the ladies ask Sweet T what's the best thing of being a fiance or, you know, about to get married, Sweet T want to say that the best thing about it is the money. The money. The money, Sweet T? That's what you're going to say? That's really what you're going to say, Sweet T? The money? You on a reality show for the first time. Your fiance's ex is also on this show. She was married to him first. They're going to ask you what's the best thing about being with your man, and you're going to say the money, Sweet T? So I don't blame the other cast members for getting in on her, because that was just way too easy. That was just way too easy. You gave it to them like this. Dr. Heavenly meets up with Sweet T, and Sweet T tells her, listen, he's controlling. Is his way or the highway? And I'm tired of it, allegedly. So Dr. Heavenly feels like, oh shit, Quad wasn't lying. He is controlling. He is a lot to deal with. And here's his second wife on this show telling me about it. Not a good look. Not a good look. However, I gotta give it to Sweet T for being honest. That's one thing about Sweet Tea. She's being her authentic self. And that's why none of this feels as forced as you think it should. Because when you think about it, then bringing in Dr. G and his fiance on a show where Quad is already a part, and then bringing on Phaedra, it just seems these additions to season 10 just seem so out of the world that you would think it feels so forced. But honestly, everybody's being their authentic self. So it's working. I think Sweet Tea has a lot to prove.
Excuse me.
I think Sweet Tea has a lot to prove. And she has to. She just has to. We're gonna get over this next season, Sweet Tea. So just go ahead and get through it. Just go ahead and get through it. Because that's just what you signed up for. I think that I would love to have a sit down, to see a sit down between Sweet Tea and Quad. And then simultaneously a sit down between Sweet Tea, Dr. G, and Quad. Because if we're going to be in it, let's be in it. And let's just, you know, let's give the people what they want. But, and you know, keep it cordial, keep it professional, but genuine. Because I think that would also kind of like, in a way, take down the layers that we think, like, the fans want some drama to be there between Sweet Tea and Quad, when in reality, there's really no drama, because at the end of the day, Sweet Tea came about after. So there's really no drama there. It's two different relationships. So I would love to see those sit downs happen, because I feel like that could help viewers understand and be more relieved with where the dynamics are between Sweet Tea and Quad and Dr. G. That might happen at the reunion. You don't know. But they have to address each other, you know? They have to. Phaedra is back on our TVs. And it's working, baby. It's working. One thing that I've noticed, I didn't realize how big of an impact Phaedra had on reality TV, Bravo in general, until she left and came back. Because, wow, we missed Phaedra. We missed Phaedra. There are people that were born to do reality television, and Phaedra is one of them. She knows how to provide comedy. She knows what to say and what to do. She knows what not to do because of history and experience. She's a full package. Having Phaedra on your cast, A+. I'm really happy that she's back in a full-time capacity on Bravo again. And I think that now her on Married to Medicine, and we seeing how well she intertwines with this cast, I don't really care to see her again on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't really care. If they do a Real Housewives of Atlanta legacy where they bring, you know, the best iteration of Atlanta, which is season 6. If they do that and they do like a legacy and they do an ultimate ghost trip, cool. I'm down to see that. But I don't really, I don't really care to see Phaedra back on The Real Housewives of Atlanta trying to fake being in relationship with this woman, because one of the things that is not working on The Real Housewives of Atlanta is the fact that all of these friendships are made up. They're not genuine. That's where Potomac is headed, by the way. If you don't... People want to watch your shows, but it's starting to be very difficult to watch your shows because if the relationships are not genuine, it's not working. And it won't work. No matter how many arguments I get into, no matter how many reads, it doesn't matter. Because if the cast is not genuine, and the cast is not somewhat friendly, it does not matter what you do. So, kudos to Phaedra. She got herself a new gig, and she's on a new franchise. She's crossing over to a whole different fan base, from Housewives to Married to Medicine. And she's doing it. And she's having a great first season. So shout out to Phaedra. And that's where I'm going to leave Married to Medicine. Let me know. Are you liking Phaedra? Are you liking Sweet Tea? Let me know all of this, please, in the comments below. If you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on our podcast, let me know. I think you can put a message on Spotify. But if you just want to join the conversation, make sure you follow at The Reality Rundown, because we talk everything reality TV. So let's get into our last show of the day. The Real Housewives of Miami. Girl. The Real Housewives of Miami is good. This is another cast that is working. This reboot was done to perfection. Now, we all know that during this season, Gertie finds out that she has cancer. And she tells some of her cast members, she's making her way of telling everybody, you know, when she's comfortable. Gertie and Larsa are going through a lot right now, where they're not really as friendly as they once was. So Gertie has a luncheon with Larsa, and she tells her, listen, I'm going through a lot. I have breast cancer. And Larsa says, how do you know? Imagine that. You're telling your friend that you have breast cancer. And your friend is going to respond and say, how do you know? As if you lying. As if you're lying. Even if you didn't mean no harm by that, Larsa, you have to understand how that was just a crazy ass question to ask after someone, your friend, tells you that they find out that they have breast cancer. Crazy. So Gertie tells her, please don't tell nobody, because this is something that I'm still processing. 6 hours later, Larsa tells everybody else. 6 hours later, same day, Production didn't even turn off the cameras. Larsa still had her mic from the first scene of the day. That's crazy. I just don't know how else to explain it. That's crazy. And Larsa, you are clocked in. This season, you are clocked in. I may not agree with a lot of the BS that's happening, but I never thought that Larsa would be this devoted into this show. And she's doing it. She's doing it. But at the expense of what? Your friendships? I don't know if invalidating Gertie's story this season was the way of giving yourself a storyline. Was Larsa being insensitive? Yes. Yes. Of course. That's just what it is. She was being insensitive. That's crazy, like I said. Crazy. And we're talking about something so personal and private. I just don't understand what was Larsa's reasoning behind doing that. I just don't understand. I want you guys, castmates, to let me know. What is your current feeling on Larsa this season? Do you think that Larsa is being a good friend? Or do you think that Larsa is doing a lot of things to play for the camera and for the show? I actually genuinely want to know that. I want to know how the castmates feel. So let me know in the comments below. But yeah, this has been it. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Reality Right After. We discussed The Real Housewives of Potomac, Married to Medicine, and The Real Housewives of Miami. So make sure that you guys go back and listen to this episode. It was a good episode. And also make sure to follow The Reality Rundown at The Reality Rundown on Instagram. If you are already, thank you so much. We love you. But if you want to discuss more reality TV and you want to know what's happening in the lives of all of these reality stars, let me know and follow us. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys next week. And I'm going to try to go more live. I like this little live thing. I'm going to try to go more live more often. So thank you so much, guys, for listening and watching. Love you guys. Bye.